George Collins rode out on a May morning when May was all in bloom. And there he saw a pretty fair maid washing her white marble stone. She called, she hollered, she hired her voice, she waved her lily white hand. "Come hither to me, George Collins," she cried, "for your life it won't last you long." He put his foot on the broad water side, over the lea sprung he. He embraced her round the middle so small, and kissed her red rosy cheeks. George Collins rode home to his father's door. He pulled on the bell and it rang. "Rise up, mother, to make my bed. Rise, sister, and let me in. For if I should die this night, as I suppose I shall, against Lady Eleanor's hall. Lady Eleanor sat in her castle door, weaving a silken skein. She saw the fairest corpse a-coming that ever her eyes shone on. She said unto her serving maid, "Whose corpse is that so fine?" The girl replied, "It's George Collins's corpse, an old and true lover of thine. Come set him down, my six pretty maids, throw open the coffin so fine, that I may kiss them clay-cold lips, 10,000 times they have met mine. You go upstairs and fetch me the sheet that's wove of a silk so fine, and hang it over George Collins's corpse, that tomorrow shall hang over mine." Now the news being carried to light,